If it is or if it ain't, it's gonna come out.
Good morning, everybody. It's your girl, Miracle Sims, and you're listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration and juice. It is April the 6th, 2024, and today the topic is For His Glory. Happy Saturday. Yes, happy Saturday, everybody. I hope that you all had a wonderful Friday. Mine was just fine. Yep, mine was good overall. Main highlights from yesterday. Hubby and I got breakfast pizza. Then I got ready to leave out for my show. Went all the way down to Jackson, my hometown, to do a show for my cousin's 70th birthday. She booked the birthday themed mystery show. So I went down there and did that. And got our little guy and came on back home, man. Those are the highlights from yesterday. It was all a great time. It was cool to see family and all again and whatnot. It was funny because one of my cousins tells me after the show that she was wondering where I was the whole time. even though obviously I was there, but I was there as my character. And so she didn't recognize me, I guess, the whole time. Until after she got one of my cars at the end of the show. So I was like, oh, wow. Oh, that's funny. But anywho, yeah, man, it was a good time. I hope that everyone had a great time as well. And, you know, it was cool reuniting with our little guy. He was with my family the past week. And so, yeah. Now he's back, you know, singing and playing the harmonica and doing all the stuff he do around here. But, yeah, man, that was Friday in a nutshell, man. Speaking of Friday, thank you to anyone that tuned in last night to the GSL Talk Show. If you missed it, all you got to do is go to GodSexAndLove.com. It's going to be our featured video for the next week. Check out more information about Koi Amore, right, man? Especially if you're somebody that calls yourself an introvert. It's a dating app just for you. So I chit-chatted with the owner on the talk show last night, so you guys can learn more about that. And yeah, man, hopefully it will help you in your dating endeavors, all right? So, listen, it's about 10 in the morning, and this is I guess, semi-late juice, right? But it's a juice nonetheless. Like, I've updated all the information to share that the juice will come as the spirit leads, usually in the morning time. But yeah, matter of fact, I woke up early this morning around 2:13. But even after I listened, I just listened to prayer meditation. So even after I like looked up the verses and things like that, I just felt led to just go back to sleep. So that's what I ended up doing. And so that's why I'm recording later at this time. But, hopefully this juice will be encouraging and inspiring to you. And, you can use it for the rest of your weekend. So for His Glory, I would say the inspiration came from the time that I woke up, which again was 2:13, and the verses that I saw while I was looking that up. And yeah, just the Lord put this phrase in my heart and mind once I started back thinking about that, once I got back up later on this morning. But the interesting thing is I didn't necessarily feel led to share with you guys the verses that I was reading when I looked up 2:13. So I put it in the Go Deeper section for you guys to look it up. If you are interested or if you really want to go deeper and see what the Lord was showing me with 2:13, then just go Google it for yourself. Go to Google, put in Bible and 2:13, and you'll see the verses that I saw this morning. And then hopefully everything will come together, you know, in your heart and mind about whatever the Lord wants to share with you today. But once he put For His Glory on my heart and mind, I ended up looking that up. I went to, of course, openbible.info and plugged in For His Glory. But then I also felt led to plug in the phrase, the potter and the clay, because I was reminded of that this morning as well. So looking at those two things led me to the verses I'm getting ready to share with you guys now. And like I said, if you want to go deeper about anything else beyond what I share, then you guys know where to go, because I done told you already, right? All right, well, let's go ahead and get into it, okay? So 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. I think for some reason we forget that our main purpose is to serve and please the Lord at the end of the day. I know we like to think about all of our own goals and dreams and endeavors and stuff like that. I'm sure I'm guilty in a lot of ways as well of this. But I think it behooves us to get an understanding that whose we are and that we've been bought with the price and all those different things to, I guess, get in alignment with your true purpose of why God created you. Sure, it probably has a lot to do with whatever your goals and dreams are, because again, he gave you those as well, right? And I feel like I've shared my testimony on here numerous times about, again, how God is using each and every one of my gifts and talents for his glory at the end of the day. You know, things beyond what I originally thought. You know, sure, I thought I was into acting and all of that and making music and writing poetry or whatever, you know. And God is using all those things, you know, for me and my purpose in life and stuff. And so just a reminder, man, you know, you were created for his glory. Let me share with the verse with you guys that reiterates that. It's Romans 11:36. It says, for from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen. That includes you, friend. You know, you were made for by him, for him, and ultimately for his glory. And so, again, I don't know how it makes you feel. Is that pulp this morning to know that, okay, well, you know, I guess I was created for some bigger purpose that sometimes we don't ever figure out what it is. And if that's you, then again, I mean, go back to the episode from yesterday, right? I was sitting here talking about, lack of direction and things of that nature. If you're someone that feels like you don't know your purpose or, you know, there's nothing God is using me for, or whatever the case may be. If those are your true thoughts and feelings, then, you know, you can go deeper about those other things. Because again, I believe that each and every one of us was made for a purpose and has a purpose and things of that nature. And fulfilling some part of this big, tapestry or picture or story or whatever you want to call it, the bigger purpose of life. Each and every one of us have a part to play in the story. And so, yeah, just reminding us all of that. Let me give you guys another verse, Isaiah 64:8. Speaking of the potter and the clay, it says, but know, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay. You are our Father. We are the clay, and you are our potter. We are all the work of your hand. You know, there's plenty of different potter and clay references in the Bible. And that's why I just decided to put that in the Go Deeper section for you guys that are really, I guess, wanting to go deeper and, you know, receive the meat and whatnot from the Holy Spirit and whatnot. So by all means, go check out those references and then I guess seek the Lord about, again, your part in this story. It's very interesting. Again, all the different references that talk about the potter and the clay, and it talks about, like, you know, how can we as the clay then turn away to the potter and say, why did you make me, and all that type of stuff. I mean, and again, we do that all day, every day. You know, we want to question, you know, who we are and why we are made this way and why we're the grace we are and why this and why that and everything like that. And I mean, I guess it does seem very foolish, right, to do that when you think about it. You know, again, God makes you beautifully and wonderfully made, and he's like, oh, it's finished, beautiful work, whatever the case may be. And then, you know, the painting that someone just paints turns back to say, why did you use those colors? I mean, you know, I don't know what else to give, I guess, you know, the example of what that's like. But By all means, you guys can spend all weekend letting these things marinate on your hearts, souls, and minds, because, yeah, that's the juice, y'all. Just a nice little quick reminder that we are created for His glory, and, you know, our lives is supposed to be, again, for His glory and whatnot as well. And so, yeah, that's the juice, y'all. That's the juice. Go deeper. Like I said, plenty of verses that you can peruse and let marinate on your hearts, souls, and minds. Verses centered around potter and the clay, and also verses centered around, you know, just Googling 2:13. I hope those things encourage you and inspire you. Yep, that's it. That's all I got for you today. So listen, I'm going to give you guys the Bible verse of the day. We're going to wrap this thing up, all right? So Ephesians 6 and 17 is our Bible verse of today, and it says, "And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God." Friends, I hope you all enjoyed this juice this morning. Thank you so much for listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. I pray you guys can go forth and have a wonderful day, and I look forward to talking to you all on Monday, if the Lord's will. Bye-bye.
Discover Maisha Tea, your gateway to wellness. Crafted from premium moringa leaves, Maisha Tea offers unmatched health benefits. Reduce your risk of high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and type 2 diabetes with every sip. Visit MaishaTea.com and use code GSLPOD20 for 20% off your entire order. Maisha Tea, your daily dose of vitality.